Yay, the kids are finally asleep.
So do you feel like...
playing a game?
I've got a feeling a boss fight's coming up.
Ooh, I just got wrecked.
Headshot, baby.
Ooh, it's your turn to get the baby.
So are you up to the challenge?
Run, 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 run.
And we're dead.
That's when I realized I have no idea what I'm doing.
GG.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Game of Parents podcast, your one-stop destination for life in parenting as well as in gaming. My name is Joanne, and I'm joined by my wonderful and loving husband, Kevin.
Oh, thank you. Hello, everybody.
If this is your first time here, Kevin and I, we are parents who game, and we have two kids, a three-year-old and a five-year-old. And to kickstart this episode number 89, I'll hand it over to you, Kevin, on updates about our life.
All right. So, yeah, this week, I feel like this week has been a busy one. To start things off, I had a work trip to go on. So I know I talk about the conferences that I go to often on this podcast, and had another one this week, although this one was a little bit different because it was only in Austin, which is only like a two and a half hour drive from us. So it was nice and close, was able to drive, didn't have to fly anywhere.
Yep.
And I was literally only there for maybe a little bit more than 24 hours.
Yep.
So only had to spend one night.
It felt like forever though, Kevin.
Yeah, I know. It did for me too. And, you know, had a few meetings out there and then came back. And I know normal conferences for me have like 20 to 30 meetings impact over like 3 days. Mm-hmm. And this was only like four over like one day. So it was much shorter, obviously, and also like much more relaxed, I think, because it wasn't so crazy.
Yeah. And how was your drive there? Was it raining?
Nope. The weather was nice. Actually, very nice.
That's good.
So, I mean, no issues there for sure. I would say a few things that I've been to Austin like once or twice before, but I forgot how many hills there are
really
in Austin compared to Houston. Yeah.
What?
Here in Houston, it's so flat. Like, I mean, the only time you go up or down is on the on-ramps, right? In the freeway.
Mm-hmm.
It's like not naturally just all flat. And Austin, there's a lot more like hills and slopes, and I kind of missed that. Like, I thought it was kind of cool, like driving around there some, just because it's so different than here now. Another thing that I noticed while I was there is, I don't know if these are the freeways or highways or what, but I know like where the speed limit would be like 70 miles an hour, but they would still have stoplights.
What?
Which I thought was really weird. Me.
So you have to stop after driving like 70 miles per hour. Like,
yeah, and there'll be like a stoplight ahead. Like, that just felt like really bizarre to me.
Okay, wow.
Right? That like the speed limit would be that high.
Yeah.
And I mean, the stoplights weren't that common. It wasn't like all over the place.
Okay.
It wasn't constantly.
Okay.
But it was at least quite a few, you know, over the course of the driving in and out of town.
Okay.
That I had hit. So I thought that was different. I hadn't really seen that before. Maybe it's common. Bunch of other places, no idea.
Okay. Well, you've lived in the U.S. longer than I have, so you would know.
Yeah, that's probably even more unusual for you, right? Because
you
don't even go that fast.
Exactly. And speaking of this week being busy, it was also very busy on the children's part as well, whereby with you gone, it was just me.
Mm-hmm.
And it so happened that our kids were under the weather.
That's right.
So if anyone who have kids are listening to this, you know that that means less sleep during the night for you guys. And children normally tend to be more whiny and more fussy when they're sick, when they're awake. So yeah, it was also really busy on this end. Luckily, Kevin was only gone for a bit more than 24 hours and not any longer, because just having like two nights of less sleep really affected the hormones as well, I would say. And in Dylan's school this past week, they had a Muffins with Mom, which is the first one I've been to, because I think I missed the one last year. I forgot why. Maybe we were out of town or something. Who knows? But it was really nice. They had the gym all decorated with balloons and like a whole tea party set up, you know, with tables and chairs and pink stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the mom get to have a photo shoot at a photo booth with the kids, as well as receive a rose.
Ooh, nice.
And also some handmade card, I guess, that the teachers had the children prepare in advance. So oh, that was sweet. Yeah. He like Dylan drew a house with just me and him in it, and then like trees.
Just you and him?
Yeah. It was meant for mom, and then he wrote like a letter under it that says, "Dear mommy, thank you for being my mommy. I love you." Uh-huh. Oh. I thought that was nice.
That was very nice.
I bet the teacher had it scripted, but it's just nice to see it in their handwriting, you know?
Yeah, and have them draw a little something for you.
Yeah. And the funny thing is I got to see other kids because we were sitting together with the moms as well, right? So we got to see each other's cards. And it's like other kids draw like totally different things for their moms. And so that was not scripted, you know, by the teacher. So it's like depending on each kid. And so that really touched me for some reason. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I guess it's different when it's like what the teacher tell them to do versus like what they did by themselves.
Yeah.
So yeah, sure. I thought that was really nice.
I just can't wait for donuts with dad.
I know. That would be your first time too, right?
Yeah.
Or have you been to the one last year?
I don't think so.
Yeah. Why did we miss it last year?
No idea. So, I think the same night as Muffins with Mom,
mm-hmm.
we had our own little date night planned.
Oh, yeah. It's been a while since we talked about a date night.
Yeah, it's been a little bit, but we like to share what we like to do.
Mm-hmm.
And we had dropped the kids off at a local kind of kids camp place that mm-hmm. is a favorite of ours to drop them off. They have like this 3-hour session that gives us enough time to like go out to eat, take mm-hmm. our time.
Yeah.
You know, if we need to drive a little ways, then we have time for that, or do a little shopping afterwards or whatever.
Yeah.
And so we went out for dinner for sushi, which is one of our favorites, right?
Yes.
A place here that you've been to once, but I hadn't been to yet.
Yep.
And we got a ton of sushi until we couldn't eat anymore.
Definitely.
Literally could not eat anymore.
Yeah.
I like forced myself to eat the last 3 pieces, even though I didn't want to.
Uh-huh.
But it was good. I didn't want to take home leftover sushi.
Yeah, it's really hard to bring leftover sushi back because, you know, it's raw and it's just, it's different.
Yeah, and as far as sushi places go, I feel like the portion sizes at the place we went to, like, surprised me. They were huge sushi rolls.
Yeah, it was like almost a foot long sushi roll.
Yeah, anyways, like, I should have just ordered some and then like stopped there.
Yeah.
But I ordered like 3 different things at once and then mm-hmm. they were all bigger than I expected.
Yeah.
And it was like the last things we ordered.
Yep.
So it was like, all right, I guess we have to eat all this now.
Yeah. Good job, baby.
Yeah. But it was good. I mean, it was all tasty. So all good.
And I like how it's nearby. So we had a lot of time to kill, which afterwards we went to Walmart.
Yep. Walmart, because we fancy.
Yeah. What's that song again? The Walmart
the People
song.
Of Walmart?
Yeah, I love that song.
It's been a while
song.
Since I heard that song. But yeah, that's a funny one. Look up People of Walmart if you want to know what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm. So we went to Walmart and we got our kids some cute
T-shirts.
Yes, T-shirts. I mean, we've always talked about how we get our own like T-shirts, right?
Yep.
Whether it's Marvel or Naruto. Yep. And this time we decided to get a couple of cute ones for our kids. And they were Pokemon.
Yep.
And Super Mario.
Yeah, we got them each a Pokemon shirt and a Mario shirt.
Yeah.
Dylan's is Mario, like in a Mario Kart.
Mm-hmm.
And then Faith's is Princess Peach.
Of course.
And they're super colorful shirts. And I think we were looking for something to get them so that they could have something cool to wear to DreamHack.
Yep.
At the end of this month.
That's true.
So, which we will be attending.
Mm-hmm.
All 4 of us together.
Yep, DreamHack Dallas,
so
y'all.
We'll have our fun shirts for things we're into, and our kids will have fun shirts that they're into.
Mm-hmm. Because they're definitely into Pokemon and Mario.
Well, they're both into Mario. I don't think Faith's so much into Pokemon yet, but it's still cute, and she probably will be.
She likes Pikachu.
She knows Pikachu. That's the yeah. only Pokemon she knows, and that's fine.
That's the most important one.
Yeah. But that pretty much concludes our date night.
Mm-hmm.
So it is Mother's Day weekend, and I just want to say happy Mother's Day to all of you mothers out there.
Yes, happy Mother's Day, everyone.
I hope you have been treated well. If not, hope you treated yourself well.
Yes, treat yourself.
And happy Mother's Day to you.
Ah, thank you. So we celebrated Mother's Day a day earlier this year and have a full day, right?
Yep, because it's pretty much summer.
Mm-hmm, in Texas. And also, I think it's supposed to like rain with thunderstorms tomorrow. So doing it today is better.
Our weather is supposed to be horrible on Sunday tomorrow, which is actually Mother's Day.
Yep.
So it's like, let's do this the day where we have good weather, not the day where we have thunderstorms.
Exactly. And I really miss the pool because I didn't get to do it last week while That's you right. guys did.
Yeah.
So we had fun in the pool. And normally, like on Mother's Day celebration, we moms, so that's me and Kevin's mom, get to pick a dish, a delicacy of our choice, right? For lunch.
Whatever you're craving.
Whatever we're craving. But neither of us were craving anything. Plus, I just had sushi the night before. That pretty much sums up my craving.
And tacos a couple nights before
and
that.
Anyways, I decided, like, you know, let the kids pick. Because if the kids will eat it, that would mean less work for us moms to force it down their throat, you know?
Yeah.
So they pick Whataburger. Yay!
Yay!
Yeah, it was really good, right? We had it like by the pool, on the patio.
And poolside.
Poolside lunch. And yeah, I thought it was pretty nice and cozy. Then we did like card exchange. That's typically our annual routine, right? For Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Very sweet local Mother's Day.
Yeah.
But yeah, thank you, baby, for the flowers, the cards, the gifts. And once again, wishing all the moms out there happy Mother's Day, because we know how much work it is to be a mom and to just keep it going every day of the year. And for movies / shows that we've been watching this week, Kevin, would you like to kick that off?
Sure. Yeah, this week, I know it's probably been like 2 weeks since we talked about it, but we continued watching The Chosen.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Just and a couple episodes.
A few episodes this week. And I know the first episode was really deep and impactful.
Mm-hmm.
And I think these ones, it's probably not as intense, but still very nice, touching on the, you know, the story of the life of Jesus.
Yeah, and to also like show that he was fully, fully human. He doesn't like light fire with a snap of his finger. He actually does what we all do.
Mm-hmm.
To build a fireplace. And yeah, it's really different when they portray him fully as a human. I've always imagined him to be more like Hercules or something.
Right.
Like, you know, have superpowers, super strength and stuff like that. But of course,
that's kind of what people of that time were expecting too, right?
Yeah.
That he was going to come in all powerful, you know, militant.
But this couple episodes just showed how human he is and how loving he is to children and patient to them as well.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, nothing like super impactful, but just trying to show us that he is human.
Yeah, so I think we're maybe halfway through season one now.
Are we at
this point? Yeah, okay. I think so. And so yeah, that's kind of our progress. We'll slowly kind of chip away at it as long as we have time to keep watching shows.
Mm-hmm. And I've also been binge watching.
Uh-oh, here we go.
A bunch of Chinese short drama series.
On where are you watching them?
It's called Drama Box.
Oh, is this like YouTube or something?
No, it's an app.
Oh, it's not even YouTube. Okay.
Yeah.
It's banned on YouTube, I think.
I had this like free trial, you know, for 7 days, and I wanted to make sure like I finish it all up so I'm not like subscribing to it in the next 7 days. So I had it canceled, so it'll stop the subscription by...
Okay, good.
Yeah, but...
Did they trick you into signing up for this subscription thing, like me at the mall?
No. This one is like, oh, try a free trial to watch all episodes just for 7 days, and then you'll be charged amount of money every month. But I was like, not gonna do that. But I wanted to watch as many as I can, so I binge watched like I think 15 of them. 15.
And how long is each one?
About, let's see, each episode was like 2 minutes, and then in each show there's like 100 episodes.
What?
So I have them playing like in the background.
It's like over three hours each.
I guess. Can't be right. Yeah. Yeah.
No wonder I haven't seen you this week.
No, you were gone.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but it was...
You were watching the kids when I was gone, right?
Yeah, I was
watching the kids. Just hire a full-time babysitter so you can binge watch these shows.
I was like using it like a podcast because I was listening to it versus watching it.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted to practice my Chinese because it's
been
a while.
They're all in Mandarin?
They're all in Mandarin. So it's been a while since I've used Mandarin or had the need to use it. And I didn't want to lose it, so...
Use it or lose it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So I was like just keeping it playing in the background, practicing. It's like I would watch Naruto, have it play in the background all over again, if just to listen to the Japanese in it.
Yeah, I would do that just for the music.
Oh, and the music, yeah. But this one has no music. But anyways, yeah. This was definitely a binge. Wanted to finish.
But are they good? Like...
They're mostly, like, exaggerated. I think most of the time I skip maybe, like, 20 episodes because it's, like, repeated.
Those are the filler episodes?
Yeah. It's, like, one of the main plots that they have is, like, oh, this person is actually the CEO of so-and-so but pretends to be, like, a poor person. And this family does not like this
sounds
person.
Sounds like Undercover Boss.
Yeah, something. Yeah, exactly. And then it sounds like Undercover Boss, but it involves, like, marriage and everything. Apparently, they only want to marry the CEO, not, like, a lowly person. So, yeah. And it's, like, at least, like, six of this drama have the same plot. So I'm glad I end the subscription because I'm not going to watch.
Is it like the same actors? Just in a different outfit, a different name?
Actually, yes.
Seriously?
Yeah, that's horrible. No, it's like, yeah, I don't know. Small time job, maybe. That's what I've been up to. What about you? Do you watch anything fun?
Well, as a family, we watched Elementals.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Yeah, so... That's another one on our Disney Plus list that we had to watch, and I liked it. I think it was Pixar, right?
I think so. I think it's my third time watching it, so yeah.
It was good. I liked it. I liked the idea of the different elementals like trying to live together, and you get to see like a lot of issues with water and fire mixing, uh-huh. Right? Particularly fire not mixing well with like any of the other elements.
Yeah.
Right? And just having a hard time... Unless they're kind of living among fire.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously seeing fire and water try to work things out.
Yeah.
And I think it was interesting kind of how they made the different elements into like their own kind of people, right? How like fire elementals have more like issues with temper, right? And the water elementals are just more emotional and cry. More, you know, they didn't really show much of the other two elements.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought it was a fun movie, you know?
Yeah.
It definitely dealt with, like, the main character's issues with pressure of her father, right?
Mm-hmm.
Of, like, wanting to make her parents proud.
Yeah. And also the cultural difference between her and the water element.
Yeah. There was a lot of things that I think people could apply to their lives, too, you know? So yeah. It was a fun movie. I think our kids were okay with it, too. They liked it.
Well, Dylan didn't like it as much, but grew to like it. But yeah, that's about our week. Shall we move on to the gaming?
Yes, let's get to the fun stuff. So literally right before we started recording, I was trying to wrap up Paper Mario 64.
Yes, he was.
And I did. I literally just beaten Bowser, who, surprise, surprise, is the final boss of Paper Mario from the N64.
Wow, I wouldn't have guessed.
Yeah, I know. Who would have thought Bowser's the bad guy in Mario? I don't want to spoil anything.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was. I feel like it was a fairly long game for like an N64 game, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. It was fun. I know I've kind of already talked about it a lot the last few weeks, so I don't have anything like new really to add. I will add that Dylan has, I think, 5 out of the 7 stars.
Yeah.
So he doesn't have too much further to go till he beats the game. But at least now, like, I know what he needs to do to get there and can help him if I need to. So hopefully I'm going to keep trying to get him to finish that game because I want us to review it together.
Yes.
Once he's done, because I want to hear his thoughts. You heard my thoughts on Paper Mario, but you have not heard Dylan's thoughts on Paper Mario. So I want everyone to hear what he has to say about the game because it seems like he really likes it too.
Yeah, the last time we interviewed him was on Mario Party when he rolled credits, right?
Yes.
So now we're hoping that Paper Mario would be the next interview he gets.
Yeah, exactly. But now that I'm done with that game, I did actually see that some Nintendo games were on sale recently, which I know Nintendo games very rarely go on sale. So I decided to jump on that deal and pick up a few new games. So I ended up getting Super Mario Odyssey, Mario and Rabbids Sparks of Hope, Super Mario RPG, and Pikmin 4. All on the Switch, just kind of adding to our Switch library. I was pretty much done with games, I guess besides Tears of the Kingdom, which I still need to get into. But other than that, I was pretty much caught up on all of our Switch games, obviously besides the online catalog, but I can't really count that. And like you mentioned, I have a work trip coming up, and I'm planning on taking a couple of those and hopefully getting a good chunk of Switch gaming in, whether it's, you know, when I'm on the plane or just after work at the hotel needing a Switch to kill the time.
Yeah, definitely. Every time you go somewhere and you take the Switch with you, it frustrates Dylan so much.
Yeah, because then he can't play it when I'm gone. But usually I'm there to kind of help him set things up anyways or to switch games. Like, he doesn't know how to do all that stuff. But yeah, what about you? What have you been playing this week?
This week I played Hogwarts. The last time I talked about Hogwarts was me finishing one of the trials, right?
Right.
The Keeper's Trial. But I can't proceed to the next one unless I increase my level as well as, like, get more achievements in terms of academics. And one of them was, like, obviously to have a broom.
Ooh.
Which I haven't had yet. I mean, I did take classes on riding a broom, but I never bought myself one.
So now you have a broom?
Now I went and buy a broom.
Can you play Quidditch yet?
Not yet. So that's actually, like, one of the next quests.
Ooh, cool.
To join a Quidditch game and stuff like that.
I want to watch you play Quidditch because I think that would be fun.
Honestly, just riding the broom, like, they have this, like, quest to pop balloons and, you know, like, go through rings and stuff like that. Yeah. Like what we have in WoW. But for some reason, the broom riding really gives me motion sickness more than the WoW dragons. I don't know why WoW dragons don't do that to me, but the broomstick one does. But Quidditch would be interesting, knowing that I'm kind of like feeling that way, queasy on a broom.
I know, like, go get the ball.
I know.
Keep it in.
Exactly. That's fun. And also I learned a new spell, which is Alohomora, which is unlocking doors. And I've been
having... I usually just use a key. No, it works for me, like, every time.
I don't have the keys for every door, okay? So I have fun now, like, sneaking into rooms that I wasn't supposed to be in. Oh, okay.
You slither in you.
And slither in me. And I also met a hippogriff for the first time.
A hippogriff?
No, hippogriff. Ah, funny. It's this eagle / horse looking thing, like a Pegasus. A Pegasus with a eagle head, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, it was really majestic, if you ask me.
Very cool.
So nothing like crazy big. Except just like brewing potions. I don't like brewing potions because, you know, you have to find all the ingredients. And a lot of times I just Google where to get them because I don't feel like exploring the whole world just to look for the ingredients. The world map is pretty big for Hogwarts because you're not just in Hogwarts. You're also
a whole surrounding area.
And the town, Hogsmeade. And I'm sure
Hogwarts is pretty big itself, right?
Yeah. So, yeah, that's about it. But we also played A Way Out during our stream.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. And we finished it.
We beat the game. That's right, we did. This was our part 3 of A Way Out playthrough. And we barely wrapped up the game before we were getting done for the night.
I know.
And we want to talk about the ending.
Yeah. It's okay. Not really a spoiler anymore.
Well, it might be. So, okay. So here we are, right? We're going to start talking about A Way Out, particularly how our playthrough went. So if you don't want to hear about the story of A Way Out,
or how it ends,
particularly one of the possible endings,
yeah,
then you should go ahead and skip until when we're no longer talking about A Way Out.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say that before
disclaimer.
We start talking about this in case anyone does not want to hear this.
Yeah.
So anyways, let's go ahead and let's talk about A Way Out, right? So both of our characters, we broke out of prison.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about pretty much everything in the last week's episode up till now, which is not really spoilers because I think that's just part of the story and it was not really any crazy things that happened until towards the end, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we end up killing the bad guy together, which is not a surprise.
Yeah.
Which becomes like, it kind of became like a hostage situation first, right? But anyways, working together, we end up killing the bad guy.
Which was really hard.
Yeah. It was not clear on what we were supposed to do. And like, we would basically restart that part. And like 4 seconds later, one of us would die. Because like one of us was the hostage, right? I think it was me.
Yeah.
Right? And like, it only gave you like 4 seconds to do something.
Mm-hmm.
And then you die. And then it would be like, oh, you failed, restart. And then like 4 seconds later, oh, you failed, restart.
So, basically, okay. Like, before we get there, right, Kevin, I just want to add something. So they let us pick, right? Like, who is going to confront the bad guy, the boss? And I was thinking, oh, it better be you because you're better at fighting. So I gave it to you, but I didn't expect you to be the hostage.
Yeah.
And I had to shoot.
Yeah, he had me, like, he was holding me as, like, in front of him, right? As a human shield.
Exactly.
And then you're trying to shoot him, like, without hitting me. And, like, it won't let you shoot, like, I don't know, like, wouldn't let you shoot at him pretty much because I was there.
Yeah, we even switched places because
I tried it because we thought maybe it was just Joanne. So I tried it. And I couldn't do it either.
Yeah.
And then we realized it had to do with the
hostage,
the guy who's the hostage. Mm-hmm. You have to, like, move and do something to, like, get, like, hit him or get him away from you or something.
Yeah, and then you can shoot him. Yeah.
But it literally, like, since it only gave you a few seconds, it took us, like, what, 40 tries? 30 tries?
Maybe. About 30, maybe.
I mean, it was only, like, a couple minutes worth.
Yeah.
But it was just, each one was so fast. It made me feel so bad because it was just over and over and over again.
I know. I felt bad killing Kevin over and over again.
I know. I was like, how many deaths do I have this game? Yeah. And after that, we had to escape, like, the complex, right?
Yeah.
Remember, we had to, like, drive away.
Oh, that was hard, too. And then we had to get to the plane.
We were both driving. Like, didn't we both have motorcycles or something?
At first, we both had. And then we reached one part where you got stuck. And then I had to go back and save you. And then you were on my motorcycle.
Yep, that's right.
Yeah, but you know me, I can drive, especially when there's someone shooting in the back.
It took you a few tries to do the motorcycle driving part.
Kevin's being nice. It took me like 10 tries.
I think you died as much there as I did in the hostage situation.
Exactly. And
but it was funny, though. It was fun.
Yeah, it was funny.
That part was particularly kind of very chaotic and included a lot of screaming on our parts.
Yeah.
And especially on your part.
And remember the part where I'm supposed to bring you close enough to the plane, but I didn't get to do that on time and the plane just left us straight.
You're supposed to, like, drive straight and, like, go alongside the plane, right?
Yeah.
But you were, like, zigzagging all over the place. I was like, we're not going to do this. Like,
I don't have enough time. And the plane left us on the island. I was like, what? We totally watch it and then they repeat the whole scene.
Yeah.
But I thought it was funny that we got left on the island.
The first time.
Yeah.
But I think we got it our second try.
Yeah, it was not too bad.
So anyways, we escaped the island that the bad guy was on. We land back home or whatever, wherever we're going, right?
And by this time, we've already bonded so much, right?
Like, yeah, I mean, we've been there for each other. Like, we're basically brothers. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I'm basically best friends with your son now.
Rub it in.
Inside joke from last week's episode.
Yes.
And, you know, you can tell, like, throughout the game, the characters, you know, start to trust each other more.
Yeah. Right? I made you write a letter to your wife.
Yeah. They're, like, more invested in each other and stuff. And so, when they do land back home, the plane, and as soon as they get off the plane, there's a whole bunch of cops there waiting for them. Right?
Yeah.
And you're kind of like, uh-oh, that's, I guess we're caught. What's going to happen now? Are we going to make our grand escape getaway?
I know. I look at you.
Right? And you can tell, like, the sheriff gets there and, like, he looks at my character, like, a certain way as if, like, they're under on some kind of understanding. Mm-hmm. Right? And then all of a sudden, my character, this is where it comes, spoilers, says, like, what's your character's name?
Leo.
Leo. He's like, Leo, you're under arrest.
Yeah. Or
something, right? And you're just like, oh, okay, so...
I start cussing.
Vincent was like an undercover cop, basically.
Mm-hmm. And they flashback. They did a flashback. Yeah, that the brother that Vincent lost, that he kept talking about, was actually the guy that I dealt with and got framed for killing.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, but probably that's how he told the story to Leo, you know? But I was so mad. I mean, I got into jail... like being framed for something I didn't do. And I put my heart and soul into and energy into believing you and trusting you, Vincent. And then you tell me that you're framing me and putting me back in prison. Not framing, like you're backstabbing me. So
yeah.
I felt what my character felt. I was so mad.
Yeah, that it kind of caught me off guard until it was happening. And then I was like, oh, I get it. But I only knew it like seconds before, I feel like.
Yeah.
And kind of at that point, I forget exactly how it happened, but Leo, like, makes a run for it and kind of, like, gets away, right?
I took you as a hostage, I thought, like...
Yeah, I think you're right. And then you get in a car or something.
I got in the police car, and then we got into a boat.
Sometime you were in a boat, and I was in a helicopter shooting at you.
You were shooting at me.
Like, trying to stop you from getting away, which was weird, because this whole game, you're working together.
Yeah.
You're helping each other. Getting through each level. You are 100% relying on each other. You can't do it without each other.
And more like me relying on you to shoot.
Yeah. And then now, this whole last chapter of the game, you're against each other.
Exactly. And I know I was going to die because you shoot better than me. Yeah. I was on the boat and you mercilessly took it out.
Well, you're on a boat like with no weapons, right? And... I'm in a helicopter with this big old machine gun. Like,
yeah.
It wasn't, that part wasn't exactly fair, right? But I shoot the boat and I don't know if you ended up like crash landing it somewhere. And then remember we end up in like some kind of like warehouse place or something. Yeah.
Like a port, like
one
of those ports.
But we both have guns, right?
Somehow.
Somehow.
I got my guns from one of the police.
Oh, yeah. Officer. Another police person. Found and took the pilot. Yep, that's right. Yeah, and then so it's just the two of us, right? I chase you down. I guess everyone else gets left behind or doesn't follow us.
And obviously, you got my health very low.
It was mano y mano. Kevin against Joanne. Vincent against Leo.
Exactly.
Kind of in this warehousey area. I guess first we fight there, right? And then I was going full throttle.
I know.
I'm trying to get you at the beginning. Right, I got your health down quite a bit.
Yeah, to like 20%.
And then didn't it take us to like the rooftop?
Exactly.
After that?
The rooftop. And not only that, we were forced to like land a blow on each other. So ultimately, like those with a lower, health was doom.
Oh, because we were like fighting. We were like fist fighting. Fist fighting. And it was like back and forth, one after the other. Mm-hmm. And so we were both kind of losing health at the same speed. And since I had more health, like you said, it gets you lower faster. And at the end, like, we're both kind of rushing for, like, a gun, right? Because it's on the ground.
It really comes
down to, like, who can get to it first.
Yeah, and all this while I was telling Kevin in real life, like, you've lived a great life. My whole life, as Leo, I mean.
Yeah.
Has been terrible. I was in an orphanage and, you know, like, just so sad with me and my wife. Against the world kind of thing. And you, meanwhile, they flashback to show you eating a fancy candlelight dinner with your wife and stuff like that. You lose one brother and then take that as an excuse to use me.
Vincent has a newborn baby.
I know, and like, I tell you that the newborn baby doesn't even know you.
He has his whole life ahead of him. You could have a dad, but he's not going to anymore.
She'll love another person.
Anyways, Joanne was pretty much begging me to let her win.
Exactly.
And since I don't like sleeping on the couch, we go ahead and let Leo get to the gun first.
I know. And then I shot
him. Yeah, and my character dies.
Yeah. But then you gave me that letter I made you write to your wife so I can leave it for her.
Yes. Which for whatever reason, Leo decides to do, even though he just got in a death match with him.
I know. But yeah, I just haven't seen my son for a long while. I didn't even get to carry him for the basketball hoop. I had to.
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah, that was the ending. But apparently I Googled after that, mm-hmm. and it was either or. Like, there's no happy ending.
Okay, so one of them are going to die, no matter what. Mm-hmm. Okay, I mean, that makes sense. And I could kind of see that going either way. But not really what I was expecting for, like, a cooperative game that, like, we would have to turn on each other at the end.
Yeah. If you were to ask me about, like, the convenience of it, it was very easy, very forgiving. If you're going to ask me about how fun it was, yes, very fun. Would I play it again? Probably not. So, low on the repeatability, I would say.
Sure.
The story is definitely good. Oh, and communication definitely high while playing, because like sometimes I'll be like, get over here, Kevin, help, right?
Yeah, not as much as it takes two.
Yeah, definitely not as much as it takes two.
But it was still, yeah, I mean, it still took some communication.
Mm-hmm. So we're not going to give it an official rating only because it's too similar to It Takes Two, but yeah, definitely check it out.
Yeah. So this week, I have also still been playing a lot of Hearthstone, particularly the Battlegrounds. And last week, I talked about how I was pretty sure I was going to get the Battle Pass, and I ended up getting it. And the main thing for that is that with Battlegrounds, like, each match, you basically get offered two random heroes to pick from that you want to play as just for that match. And each match lasts, like, I don't know, 20 minutes or so, let's say. And some heroes are really fun to play, and some heroes are not so fun to play. And with it offering you just two, you could get two heroes that aren't so fun, and then playing the game is not so fun. Whereas if you have the Battle Pass, you get offered four different heroes to pick from, and you have much better odds of being offered one that you like, right? So it's making it a lot more fun. Since I ended up getting the Battle Pass, that's the main thing. You get a bunch of cosmetic stuff as well, which is nice. But just having the extra two heroes to pick from, one, I feel like it's actually makes it better for me in terms of odds of winning, because I can pick a hero that's better or that I play better with. So definitely was well worth it. And I think each season's like 3 months.
Okay,
so it's, you know, lasts a while.
Longer than Fortnite Battle Pass.
Yeah, I don't know how long that one is, but that one's pretty long too. That one might be pretty similar, actually, but longer than Marvel Snap's Battle Pass, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of Marvel Snap, I've also been playing Marvel Snap as usual this week. Only thing new there, I don't know if I've ever talked about it on the podcast before, but I've had this issue with my account, whereas I'm playing it on a guest account and it's not tied to my email. And the issue there is, I think I had like tried to log in with my email at some point, and instead of connecting my guest account to my email, I created a new account on my email. And then after that, it wouldn't let me connect my real account to my email, because it was like, oh, it's already linked to another account. And I was like, well, shoot.
Oh, no.
I can't like save my progress to Google, right? So I just haven't done that, and I've still been, you know, investing each season into the Battle Pass, and I'm just worried about losing my progress, mm-hmm. right? Like if I get a new phone, or my phone breaks or something, or for whatever reason I lose access, then that'd be a bummer, right? So I eventually reached out to the support team at Second Dinner, who has Marvel Snap, and they kind of gave me some instructions on what to do. So I'm following those instructions, but it takes like 30 days to delete my account that's attached to my email.
Okay.
So I have to wait like 30 days, and then I can attach my guest account to my email.
That's a
bummer. So I just have to be careful for like 30 more days, which I don't know why it's taken me like over a year to
realize that.
To do this finally. But like the longer I go, the more time and progress and money I invest into the game, you know, and I'm more afraid of losing everything. If I lost everything, I'd probably have to give up marbles now.
I know.
I would not start over from scratch.
That'd sound like crazy. Dylan.
Yeah.
And speaking of which, Dylan downloaded a new game on... Well, he had me do it, obviously. Yep. It's called Plants vs. Zombies.
Ooh, and that's a good one.
Yeah, we've played it before. I think Dylan was a baby back then.
It's probably maybe, like us playing it, yeah. Not him.
Exactly. So it was cool to see him play it now. And he was playing on the iPad. And you know how he did like the day level and he's in the night level, right?
Yeah, he's like 20 levels in or something like that.
Yeah. So anyways, today I just like downloaded it on my phone just so, you know, he could kill time at your parents' house as well while we were busy dealing with Faith. And it was so funny how he was like, wait, I have to start all over from day, the day level.
No, he didn't realize how his progress wouldn't follow from one device to another.
Yeah. And I'm like, it's just 10 levels, dude. Like, just play it again. It's pretty fast, pretty quick. And he was like, oh no, I can't. I have to do it from night. And then now that you're talking about Marvel Snap, I know Marvel Snap is, you can't compare, but yeah, it's just that it's funny that even for Dylan, 10 levels of day is too much to redo.
But it probably takes 30 minutes to an hour to get back to the same spot.
I know. And I'm like, boy, you don't know how it means to lose progress yet.
Yeah. He hasn't had to deal with losing a whole save file.
Exactly. But yeah, he's now into a new game, Plants vs. Zombies.
And I even got to play a few levels with him and it was fun.
Yeah. And I also like the fact that Faith is sitting alongside him and her job is to collect the suns.
Oh, yes, because the sunflowers will spawn suns, and sometimes some levels they'll like just fall down, right?
Yeah, so her job is to
click on them.
Yeah.
Which is a perfect job for her because she can do that.
Yeah, but she gets distracted even then by the zombies, and Dylan gets upset at her for not clicking it quick enough.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, but that is it for our week in life and gaming.
All right, so I will get us into new games for this last week.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so new game releases this last week. We have With My Past on PC, The Night of the Rabbit on Switch, V Rising on PC, Animal Well on PS5, Switch, and PC, Pro Country on PS5, Xbox Series X and S, and PC, Little Kitty Big City on Xbox Series X and S, Xbox One, Switch, and PC, Homeworld 3 on PC, and Biomutant on Switch.
Cool.
Anything stick out to you? I already know what you're going to say.
Little Kitty Big City.
That just reminds me of Super Kitties.
Exactly. And it's also a new day one release on Game Pass, which we will get to later in a bit.
I feel like With My Past is like an emotionally charged game about somebody dealing with their past.
Really?
I don't know. I have no idea. I'm speculating here.
Yeah.
And then The Night of the Rabbit.
Ooh, that sounds cool, but it's on Switch.
Is that a scary game?
I have no
idea. Probably not if it's on Switch. And Animal Well, I am hearing, is surprisingly well received lately. So who knows? That might be the next thing that people are talking a whole lot about.
Okay. A lot of animals. Crawl Country.
Yeah. It does seem like that.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, Game Pass games. Let's do it.
Okay, so like I said, it's Little Kitty Big City, day one release on console, PC, and cloud, and Brothers, A Tale of Two Sons on console, PC, and cloud.
All right, awesome. So I know what you're going to be playing after this.
Yes. Little Kitty
Big City.
It's about a little black cat lost in the big city of Japan.
Ooh, you already looked it up.
Yep, of course.
I want to see Big Kitty, Little City.
That's
be like Godzilla Kitty.
Aww, so cute.
All right, well, cool. So let's run through where people can find us.
Yes, you can find us on YouTube at our channel Gamer Parents Podcast,
or over on Twitter at twitter.com/gamerparentspod,
or on Instagram at gamer_parents_podcast. Be sure to give us a like, a follow, a comment. Anything and everything that would be greatly appreciated.
You can also catch us on Twitch at twitch.tv/gamerparentspod every Tuesday night at 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, except this Tuesday, the Tuesday that this episode drops as I will not be around to stream, so we will not be streaming this upcoming week.
Yep.
But we will be back at it the following week. So drop by our channel, throw us a follow so you can be notified when we go live next time.
Mm-hmm. And the best way to hang out with us will be on our Discord, where we're normally there at night on the voice chat.
Yep. Or where we just chat about life and games and everything that's going on.
Yeah.
Throughout the week.
And share pictures.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, definitely hang out with us there when you can. The link to the Discord would be on the episode description. But that is it for episode 89. We will catch you in the next one.
Bye.